stall me. I can go shopping and stay home at the same time, Tiffany. If it helps, think of me as one person with four arms and four legs and four eyes. All four of those eyes now watched Tiffany nervously. And two noses, said Tiffany. That's right, you've got it. My right body is slightly clumsier than my left body, but I have better eyesight in my right pair of eyes. I'm human, just like you, except that there's more of me. But one of you, that is, one half of you, came all the way to two shirts for me, said Tiffany. Oh, yes, I can split up like that, said Miss Level. I'm quite good at it. But if there's a gap of more than 20 miles or so, I get rather clumsy. And now, a cup of tea would do us both good, I think. Before Tiffany could move, both the Miss Levels stood up and crossed the kitchen. Tiffany watched one person make a cup of tea using four arms. There are quite a few things that need to be done to make a cup of tea, and Miss Level did them all at once. The bodies stood side by side, passing things from hand to hand to hand, moving kettle and cups and spoon in a sort of ballet. When I was a child, they thought I was twins, she said over one of her shoulders. And then they thought I was evil, she said over another shoulder. Are you? Said Tiffany. Both of Miss Level turned around, looking shocked. What kind of question is that to ask anyone? She said. The obvious one, said Tiffany. I mean, if they said, yes, I am, that would save a lot of trouble, wouldn't it? Four eyes narrowed. Mistress Weatherwax was right, said Miss Level. She said you were a witch to your boots. Inside, Tiffany beamed with pride. Well, the thing about the obvious, said Miss Level, is that it so often isn't. Did Mistress Weatherwax really take off her hat to you? Yes. One day perhaps you'll know how much honour she did you, said Miss Level. Anyway, no, I'm not evil, but I nearly became evil, I think. Mother died not long after I was born. My father was at sea and never came back. Worse things happen at sea, said Tiffany. It was something Granny Aching had told her. Yes, right, and probably they did, or possibly he never wanted to come back in any case, said Miss Level dryly. And I was put in a charity home. Bad food, horrible teachers, blah, blah, and I fell into the worst company possible, which was my own. It's amazing the tricks you can get up to when you've got two bodies. Of course, everyone thought I was twins. In the end, I ran away to join the circus. Me? Can you imagine that? Topsy and Tipsy, the astounding mind-reading act, said Tiffany. Miss Level stood stock still, her mouth open. It was on the posters over the stairs, Tiffany added. Now Miss Level relaxed. Oh, yes, of course, very quick of you, Tiffany. Yes, you do notice things, don't you? I know I wouldn't pay money to see the egress, said Tiffany. It just means the way out. Knowing the dictionary all the way through does have some uses. Clever, said Miss Level. Monty put that on a sign to keep people moving through the believe-it-or-not tent. This way to the egress. Of course, people thought it was a female eagle or something, so Monty had a big man with a dictionary outside to show them they got exactly what they paid for. Have you ever been to a circus? Once, Tiffany admitted. It hadn't been much fun. Things that try too hard to be funny often aren't. There had been a moth-eaten lion with practically no teeth, a tightrope walker who was never more than a few feet above the ground, and a knife-thrower who threw a lot of knives at an elderly woman in pink tights on a big spinning wooden disc and completely failed to hit her every time. The only real amusement was afterward, when a cart ran over the clown. My circus was a lot bigger, said Miss Level when Tiffany mentioned this, although, as I recall, our knife-thrower was also very bad at aiming. We had elephants and camels and a lion so fierce it bit a man's arm nearly off. Tiffany had to admit that this sounded a lot more entertaining. And what did you do? She said. Well, I just bandaged him up while I shooed the lion off him. Yes, Miss Level, but I meant in the circus, just reading your own mind? Miss Level beamed at Tiffany. That, yes, and nearly everything else too, she said. With different wigs on, I was the stupendous Bohunkus sisters. I juggled plates, you know, and wore costumes covered in sequins. And I helped with the high wire act, not